Rosemary Clooney.
Here, Sergeant.
Buddy Morrow.
Here, Sergeant.
All present and accounted for in the National Guard Armory. So, let's go to town. Jim Fallon. The lights are on and the doors are open at the National Guard Armory tonight. And that's because we're welcoming Buddy Morrow, the band of the month, and our lovely National Guard guest, Rosemary Clooney. Everything to your liking, Rosie?
Very much so, Sergeant. But then I feel like an old hand around here. One thing, though.
Anything at all.
Who is George Rojak?
Oh, you saw the banner.
Good luck, George Rojak. Did he graduate or something?
Well, not exactly, Rosie. This is sort of a farewell party for George Rojak. One of the local guardsmen. I'll tell you about it later.
Secrets, secrets, secrets. I'll sing him on his way. Goodbye, George Rojak, whoever you are. This one's for you.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? Wrong game, wrong chips. Lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right.
That's great, Rosemary. Thanks a lot.
Now, about George Rojak, where's he going?
West Point.
I thought he was already in the National Guard. How did he get into West Point?
Well, Rosemary, every year they have competitive examinations for all National Guardsmen who are interested in a West Point appointment. And George is one of the lucky ones. But he's only typical of the kind of men in the Army National Guard. Cream of the crop caliber. And they get the best of training with the most modern types of equipment. Just for instance, right now, men of the National Guard all over the country are training to take over missile batteries to defend our country in case of attack. That's just one of the jobs that the Army National Guard does. And that's another reason why we say, sleep well tonight. Your National Guard is awake.
Thank you.
the boys really had it.
And I'm in a spot, Sergeant. Here one of your guys is leaving for West Point, and we went and rehearsed a song that really isn't appropriate.
Oh, I'm sure George will understand.
Okay, but I want it distinctly understood that this is just another song. Nothing personal.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, for your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship, and just the beginning, the very beginning, and just the beginning of love.
Wonderful, Rosemary. Now tell me, do you know where they said, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes?
Every school child knows that. It was the Battle of Breed's Hill.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Okay. What else is new?
Well, I thought you'd say Bunker Hill, and then I have lots to say, but Breed's Hill is the right name, and so, well, I'm stuck.
Breed's Hill, Bunker Hill, who cares about the name? We won the fight, didn't we?
You're right, Rosemary. And it was the dead-eye marksmanship of the men of the New Hampshire Guard who did it, too. You see, all I wanted to do was point out that down through history, the National Guard has played an important part in the defense of our country. In every outbreak, in every war, the National Guard has contributed to our victory. So sleep well tonight. Your National Guard is awake.
Thank you.
cha-cha. And maybe Buddy Morrow will make his own theme into a cha-cha, too.
Night train cha-cha? It couldn't be, Sergeant. There has to be an end somewhere.
For the cha-cha, no. For our show, yes. As a matter of fact, it's the end of your month with us, Rosemary. I can't thank you enough for these visits to the armory to be with the National Guard.
You just hold Buddy Morrow out for bait, and I'll be back any time. What a band he's got.
Thanks, Rosemary Clooney. And thanks to Buddy Morrow and his National Guard Band of the Month for being with us. We'll be back in the armory again next week, and hope you'll join us, when our singing star of the month will be Edie Gourmet, and our Band of the Month, Mitchell Ayers. Till then, this is Sergeant Jim Collins reminding you, sleep well tonight. Your National Guard is awake.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
And now here's a word from your local National Guard armory.